Hi, this is Mr. G calling from WHOS out of Stores, Connecticut.
Sure. Glad to talk to you.
Ah, glad to have you. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
Enjoying the Florida weather down here today.
Yeah, what do you got, 80s?
Yeah, exactly.
We have snow.
But I'll soon be up in Connecticut.
Well,
just
you'll
chilling down with the rest of you.
You'll chill out with us, and then you'll throw some warmth our way, I think.
Yeah, that's the idea.
And those good vibes are coming on January the 26th and 27th to our Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts.
That's correct.
And I certainly want to be the first to welcome you.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it. This is the resumption of our tour. We did several months in the fall, took a break for the holidays. And now we begin again, and this is Chick Corea and myself, and we go on through the rest till the end of the summer.
Right, together, huh?
Yeah.
The whole way through.
That's right. Well, we've been playing together for 35 years.
Right.
And we don't play constantly. We work with other groups and things. But every now and then, we devote a fair amount of time to a new project, and that's what we're doing now for about a year and a half.
Oh, fantastic. And now you have a new album coming out.
No, we haven't recorded it yet.
Oh,
we decided to tour for some months and then do the recording and then continue touring. And we're just getting ready to start on the recording project, as a matter of fact.
All right. Well, there we go. Now, so this will be a little bit of an intro maybe to something?
The theme of this tour is really a reflection back on our 35 years of touring together. This started with an album we made in 1972 called Crystal Silence,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of launched our work as a duo, and since then we've made more records together, and so we thought we'd call this our Crystal Silence tour and reprise some of the music we did back at the beginning, as well as some things from the repertoire that we've built up over these decades, and we have some new songs as well.
All right. So somebody like me who's a little bit, you know, I wouldn't say a complete connoisseur of your music, but a little more versed than others, is going to enjoy it just as much probably as someone who has never heard of you and, you know, maybe somebody dragged them along to a show they just had tickets for.
Yeah, well, there's always some of those people that get dragged along. And, in fact, nothing makes you feel better than for someone to walk up to you and say, you know, I never thought of coming here, but my friend brought me along, but it was wonderful. We really enjoyed it. It gave me a whole new interest in jazz, and that makes you feel like you've really won a convert when that happens.
I agree. Just the other day, someone phoned in on the radio show and said, "Oh, I'd love to ask you to play something, but you've already hit every hot spot for me. Just keep going."
Ah,
you know, and
there you go.
You walk. The day's complete at that point.
That's right.
I mean the vibes. That if someone's not familiar with what they're going into, when they first hear that first note out of you, they got to be hooked, or you hope.
Well, you know, we look back, this has been all these years of, I don't know how many thousands of concerts we've played now over the years and all over the world as well. It seems to connect with people, and sometimes I'm amazed. There's just the two of us, just piano and vibraphone, and it's not a big band, and mm-hmm. we're, you know, all that sort of thing. It's just two guys playing, and yet we seem to have a great rapport, not only with each other, but with the audiences, and it seems to always go over well.
And, you know, maybe rough ball, what's a percentage of improv that's actually going on upstage between the two of you guys?
Well, quite a bit. Most of the music is composed by Chick, but it's written with a lot of open sections for us to improvise, because in a way the part of our work together that's the most interesting and creative is that we have a real knack for how to interact as players. You have a certain rapport with any musician you play with, but every now and then you come across somebody that you just feel like you're reading each other's minds. And you can do the most amazing things interactively between the two of you if there's room to improvise. So a good portion of what you hear when you hear us play through a song is the two of us making it up.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah, I love the spots set aside for improv in any show that I've seen recently, especially.
Mm-hmm.
A live show that has just, you can tell that the artists are up there feeding off of each other and making it, it's almost a unique portion of that particular performance as well.
It's true. Every night is unique and different and in a way tailored to that particular moment in time, that audience, that set of circumstances. And so it's different for us every night well, even though we're playing songs, we're basing our playing on songs that we've known already, but they're going to come out differently every time we play them, which is, I think it's one of the things that has made jazz more interesting to me than other kinds of music. I get to put much more of my own personal creativity into it.
Ever shock him with a little, like, you know, Diddy Out of Close Counters or anything where he looked over at you and was like, oh my?
Oh yeah, we've had moments where we can't believe that we just, you know, did the same thing at the same time, you know, that we both imagined what to do next.
The
couple of times we've both just stopped together at the same time, and, you know, suddenly there's a bar or two of silence and before we start in again, and neither one of us, you know, expected the other one to stop at the same time either. So, we have those moments all the time.
That's great. That certainly helps the crowd, I think, even get a little chuckle when you look over at each other and there's that interaction with the crowd.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure the audience is able to follow to a very great extent what we're doing. I mean, sometimes with some music, it's pretty complex and there's so many layers of things going on that I tend to think that a lot of the audience is getting the general, you know, overview of the music, the sound, the textures, but is probably not following the real details. But in our music, it seems that the audience is able to really clue into what we're doing and be right there with us as we explore the stuff.
Yeah, and as part of the audience on the 27th, I certainly will be looking forward to the explorations that evening.
Well, great, and please come up and say hello.
Well, I hope to. That would be swell. And now I wanted to quickly ask you, you have a new radio show?
I do.
What do you got? What do you got going on there?
Somebody told you that. For 2 years now, I've been on the air on Sirius satellite radio. I have a weekly show on Sundays, and I play records and talk about the musicians and the music, and I do the show wherever I am. In fact, this week, coming up in Connecticut, I'll do it Sunday morning after the last show, after the Saturday night show at the University of Connecticut. The next morning, I'll be on the air from 10 o'clock to 6 to 4 o'clock on every Sunday.
Nice. So you'll be broadcasting from Connecticut, maybe?
That's right.
Oh, boy.
It's fun. You know, as long as I can get an internet connection, I'm in business.
Cool.
So it works out. Even I've even interviewed Chick a couple of times since we've been traveling together recently.
You're the one guy that gets to.
Well,
I won out.
I have a special connection.
And I won out anyway. This is much. Hey. Well, if you're looking for, you know, a guest person when you're in stores to be on air with you, you know where to look.
Okay.
Hey, Emil Richards.
Yeah.
Have you ever, I was checking out a little bit of his information. We're big fan. My friend and I especially are big fans. And he's a Hartford native. Hartford.
Oh, he is. I didn't know
yes.
that. Well,
oh, yeah.
I've met Emil when I first was out in L.A. in my late teens. I first was out on the road with George Shearing's band and Stan Getz's band back in the 60s. And Emil and I kind of connected, and he was like an older brother or a father to me. Was always introducing me to musicians and taking me around and giving me advice and everything. A terrific guy, a wonderful musician, but also really one of the world's nicest guys. And I haven't seen him much in more recent years. I think it was about 5 years ago the last time I crossed paths with him at a percussion convention somewhere. He still looked the same, actually. He still looked good, and I know he's still actively playing.
Oh, he still sounds good, too, yeah. That's,
yeah.
Maybe I'll see if he wants to go to the show with me.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah.
He might just go, yeah, that's just weird enough to do. But
that'd be cool.
That would be cool. Hey, I want to thank you for just spending a little bit of time. I know you probably don't have a lot of free time these days.
Well, as a matter of fact, this week I'm deep into practicing to get ready for the tour. I didn't do much playing over the holidays, too much with family and stuff. So now I'm, as soon as I hang up the phone, I'm going back down to the music room to put in a little more warm-up time. And then next week, on my way to Connecticut. Looking forward to it very much.
Yeah, we'll see you on Friday and then again on Saturday night here at the Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts.